USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The death toll in a series of floods in Western Europe continues to rise as more than 160 people have been reported dead in Western Germany and Belgium. Rescuers continued searching for survivors Saturday after days of heavy rain sent many small rivers overflowing in the region. Authorities in both countries say it may take several weeks before the full extent of the damage is known. Areas of southern Netherlands also experienced heavy flooding. And the game between the San Diego Padres and the Washington Nationals was postponed after a shooting outside of Nationals Park. Metropolitan Police say four people were shot, and they believe one of them was a stadium employee. The shooting occurred as the bottom of the sixth inning was beginning. The team tweeting that the shooting occurred outside of the third base gate. That game will be resumed on Sunday afternoon, followed by the regularly scheduled series finale. This is USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Cuban Americans gathered in Washington, D.C. on Saturday to rally for freedom for their homeland. Mike Fortier reports.
A caravan from South Florida hitting the streets Friday night for a 16-hour drive to Washington. Cuban Americans want federal lawmakers, including President Biden, to intervene to get the communist government removed.
Biden, please, help for Cuba. Help, please.
Meanwhile, Florida Senator Marco Rubio tweeting this morning that Cuba's government is mobilizing young people and arming them with bats to attack their own people. He also says it gets people to attend pro-government rallies by threatening to take away their job or university education. Rubio adds, while the evil regime in Cuba is still alive, it has been fatally wounded.
And the first case of COVID inside Tokyo's Olympic Village has been confirmed. With the games set to begin in less than a week, officials say the case is not in an athlete competing in the games, but a games-concerned personnel. They are now in quarantine for the next 14 days. Athletes competing in the games are being tested on a daily basis, and organizers say that they do expect some positive tests over the course of the event. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Earlier this week, the White House tried to pressure social media companies into cracking down on COVID misinformation, with President Biden saying that the platforms were killing people by allowing misinformation on their sites. Facebook responded to the president's comments on Saturday, citing data showing vaccine hesitancy in the U.S. falling by 50%. Dr. Anthony Fauci says misinformation about the vaccine is a real problem. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that comes with the statistic that nearly every person who recently died of COVID was unvaccinated.
Disinformation and misinformation is really, really a problem. When we go out into the community and ask people why they don't want to get vaccinated, very often they come back with things that are really just not true. So that's one of the things that the Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, the other day made an appearance at the White House press conference and really stressed the importance of countering misinformation with correct information. And that's really what we're trying to do, Jim, to get out there with trusted messengers to get people to understand the facts about vaccine. The numbers that you mentioned, Jim, are striking. You can't run away from those. 99.5% of the deaths that occur from COVID-19 are among unvaccinated individuals. That's a striking statistic.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.